episode 19 of the SVOPA podcast. Here are your hosts, Michael and Joe.
Hi everyone, it's episode 19 of the SVOPA podcast for the end of October. We decided to get an extra one in so that we can have a full SVOPA live in London next week. So don't forget to contact us, podcast@svopa.co.uk. And who have got Joe with us today. So how are you doing, Joe?
I'm all right, thanks. Hi everyone, good to be back. It seems like we only did one the other week, didn't we?
Well, we did actually, didn't we?
Well, yeah.
Well, that's great feedback, haven't we? Especially on the round the school in 10 lessons.
We have. Everybody seems to be enjoying that. And it's good. If you want to come on and join us for an episode of that, please let us know.
And so we decided that this month we're actually not going to record the next one. We're actually going to do some homework, aren't we?
Yeah, prep if you don't mind.
Yes, prep. So we've got Marjorie on doing an interview today.
Yeah, and she's also going to help us out with our prep.
She is. We've got some audio from SVOPA Live last Saturday in Liverpool and a few other things just to keep you amused, hopefully for the next whatever it takes. The first thing we're going to do is move on to our interview with Marjorie. So over to you.
Okay, so we've got Marjorie with us now, who's kindly agreed to do a quick interview with us about her memories and what she's up to now. Hi, Marjorie.
Hello, Jo.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, yes.
Very good. Thanks for agreeing to have an interview.
Yes, it's a good pleasure. Better than being at a reunion, so you don't have to do it face-to-face.
Well, there is that, isn't there? I agree there. So what we're going to do is we're going to start off, obviously, with some of your, when you went to school and some of your good memories.
Right. I started school on the 9th of January, 1967. It was a Monday morning. I got to the school about 10 o'clock and I was shown the dormitory and where my bed was going to be. And in the dormitories then, they were four bays of four beds. In my bay, there was Marie Manton, now Marie England, Susan Weldon, Jacqueline Allen, and me. So that's the four of us. Maths wasn't a very good point. And I unpacked and then was shown round the school. Had lunch with my mother and Sister Claire and Sister Anne, and then she left. Then I was whisked off back to the playroom with Sister Anne to try on sandals and shoes. She opened a locker door and all these shoes and sandals just flooded out. And I thought, oh, I've got to try these shoes on and other people have worn them. So, obviously, when we were at school, everybody went through the same pairs of shoes unless you were really lucky and got a new pair. Then I started in class the next day. It was Anna Jones's class, and the classroom was next door to Sister Claire's office, which was opposite King's Wing. So that was completely different from the school I'd been to previously. Desks were all dotted all over the place, where when I'd gone to school before, desks were in a row. So as the years went on, I went down to Sister Magdalene's class towards the science room, and the desks then were in rows. And virtually all the people you'd been with in your first class, you went through the school with, if you were all the same age. So the only people that I didn't carry on through school were Maria Gosch and Catherine McHale, because they were a year younger. So memories of school. Southport trips, going to New Brighton,
Yeah, we didn't have Southport when we were there, did we?
No, we didn't.
But we had
no,
Brighton.
Southport was really good because the house mothers came with us and they used to say, hide your badge on your school blazer and we'll take you on the rides. They're not allowed on. So the favourite ones, they used to get us in a group and say, come with us, hide your badge and we'll get on. So we had to take our berets off and put them in our pockets and just act as normal as possible. New Brighton, we tried to do the same thing. And we used to go up and down the Mersey about 20,000 times on the boat.
Yeah, the Royal
having
Iris.
Food and ice lollies and pop and everything you can think of. And thinking it was great fun throwing the ice lolly sticks overboard and seeing if you could see them or not. And just generally mixing in with the boys as well, which you weren't able to do because obviously the girls and the boys were separated by the chapel. And you don't go across the other side unless you were going to school. So it was, you know, really good mixing with them when you went on the ferry to go to New Brighton.
Because yeah, you only really would have done class with them. You wouldn't have done any social and fun outside the classroom with them, would you?
No, you only did youth club. Because in the dining room, until you got to the seniors, it was girls on one table and boys on another. So, you know, if you pass them in the corridor, you had to keep your mouth closed and your hands to yourself, so to think, and your eyes closed.
Yeah, it was a bit different when we were there, wasn't it, Jo?
Just a bit, yeah.
Yes, it was quite strict at the beginning, but when Sister Claire took over, obviously things relaxed and you did, you know, see them in the playground. Especially when you're in the senior girls, if you rode the bikes around the track, the white track, there was a white track and the red track. So if you went right down the far end to where the boys' hut was, obviously you could talk to them because they had bikes and everything, so you used to ride around together. And then we used to talk to the Beck boys and the Beck girls. So that's how things got relaxed. Then obviously when you went up to the seniors, things were a lot different from being in the juniors. It was more relaxed. There were still four people to a bedroom and there was four bedrooms. I think it's called Keller, isn't it now? Or
yeah, it's not used at the moment, but no. It is. Yeah, it is called Keller.
Yeah. Once you leave, you forget all the names. Queen's Wing. So there, most of my memories, they were some good ones, some bad ones, but the good ones outweighed the bad ones. And then I left in the class of 75, where there was 18 of us who left altogether.
That's quite a big class, isn't it?
Yeah, it was the biggest class. We took over the library in Queen's Wing. That used to be the library. The library had been to quite a few different places.
Yeah, it was upstairs when we were there. Mm.
So since leaving school, I started work at the RNIB thermoforming. And if people don't know what thermoforming is, it's duplicating braille onto the plastic sheets and then binding them together in different colour binding. Most of it was all exam papers and maps for schools and universities and colleges. Sometimes we did do books if schools wanted a particular book. We did all those kind of things. Got bored of that and then I started to work for Midland Bank as a switchboard operator. And I did that for 10 years. And the reason why I left, I had my first child and she is now 26. So that's been a long old slog. 26 years, you know. And
so you don't look old enough to have a child that young.
Oh, Michael, I know you're visually impaired.
I suppose so, yeah. That might be it.
That might be it, yeah. And I'm also a grandmother. My grandson's birthday was last week, and he's now 7.
Oh.
So that is me.
So what are you doing now?
What am I doing now? I have just finished training with my second dog, and I'm hoping to be qualified on Wednesday. He's really fantastic. He's not mad like Tommy.
Thank you.
He's much well behaved.
Give him chance.
How long have you had him now?
Give him chance.
So Lenny is working out really well. He's such a lovely, quiet, cheeky boy. And he's got to get used to me now, going out, and I play bowls indoors and outdoors. So now is the indoor season. So he's got to now suffer sitting there or lying there watching me play bowls. And that's what I do most of the time if I'm not walking him or Harley now.
Yeah, because Harley's retired, hasn't he?
And Harley's retired, yes. He had to retire through health reasons.
And if anyone who doesn't know Harley is an absolutely gorgeous dog. And I'm looking forward to meeting your new one as well soon.
Yes.
Thanks for that, Marjorie. I know it's not the only time you're on the podcast. You're going to be back in a little bit talking about the Around the School in 10 lessons. So we'll speak to you again in a few moments.
Right. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Marjorie. It was good to talk to you because we've not seen her for a bit. She didn't come to this year's reunion, did she?
No, but she's threatening to come next year, so that's been good.
Yeah, watch out, everybody. Marjorie will be there.
Yeah, she's talking about coming. She was thinking of coming to London, no, but she's actually just in the middle of training with a new guide dog, so she's just got a few more days before she qualifies.
Yeah, good luck with that, Marjorie.
Yeah, we hope it goes really well.
Why not email us at podcast@svupa.co.uk.
Right, well, what we're going to do is switch over now to a bit of audio we recorded last Saturday. We had 15 of us in total at the pub last week in Liverpool. It was a great day, a really good mixture as well, ranging from 17 to 56. And obviously we had Josie Lynch join us as well, who made the 15th. So over to Rob in the pub.
Hi there, this is Rob Clark, and we're here at the St Vincent's Old Pupils Association's meet-up here in Liverpool at the Wetherspoons and Great Charlotte Street, the name of which escapes me, but I'm sure someone's about to tell me right now what it is.
The Richard John Blackler.
The one. Thank you, Mr Chairman. And it's a really great day today because we've got a lot of people here, some of whom we never expected to see. I never thought I'd see some of these people ever again. To be perfectly honest, so we'll tell you who's here in a second. Let Mike say a few words now, and we'll go on to some two-minute challenges shortly and lots of other fun stuff, so stay with us.
Yeah, hi, it's been a really great day. We've got had 14 people turn up so far. They're not all here now, a couple have gone. Pat Scanlon's gone, and Catherine Lynch has gone. Paul Roberts and Rob Clark put this together for us, so thanks to you guys. You've done a good job. Well done. And obviously there'll be many more of these meetups up and down the country, so you know, let's make the most of them. So let's see who is here. I'll quickly nip round the table and we'll all say hi.
Hi, it's Debbie here.
Hello, this is Adam. Well, hello.
Hello, this is Lauren.
And next to Lauren is Quinn, chilling out.
Hello, this is Joanne.
We've already had Rob, so we'll miss him out.
Tanya, hi.
Paul Roberts.
John's just standing there like a pippy on a rock bun. Say hi.
All right, mate, you all right?
And who you are, you numpty?
My name is John Johnson, and I am super cool. There you go, what was that?
He thinks he is.
I don't know what you want to say.
Say hello, you
hi, Kelly Barton.
And she's not super cool.
You can't get a staff nowadays, can you? And Mike Scanlon, he's nipped off for 5 minutes, so I'll nip back to my chair. And I'm going to hand over to Rob to introduce the first 2-minute challenge.
Okie dokie. Right, first 2-minute challenge today. We have Adam.
Right, well, my name is Adam Firth, and I'm originally from Leeds. I went to the school between 1993 and 2002. What things I liked, really. I liked music, a bit socialising, that kind of thing. Generally outgoing kind of guy. And I certainly had some fun whilst at the school, which we'll get onto in a minute. I guess my first memory was probably being taken in to the junior department by, oh god, I can't even remember who it was now, and meeting Jennifer Armstrong, Mrs. Armstrong, for the first time, who was kind of like welcoming me, and I was sort of standing there with this sort of look on my face as if to say, I'm really scared here, I don't know who you are.
I'm not too impressed with this.
What? And yeah. And kind of taking me about a week to settle in, but I got there, made loads of friends. I think my favourite subject was probably music in later years. Music, and kind of liked IT, because we always got that sort of mess around at the end of the lessons, that kind of thing. Favourite teachers? Probably say Mr. Mannings. I think he was one of my favourites because he was like fair to everybody and everybody knew him. Everybody knew where they were with him. Least favourite? Well,
controversial.
Dare I say?
Say what you want.
I kind of had a few really over the years. I started out probably not thinking much of Mr. McFarlane until I got to know him. I think it was one of those.
That was the same with everybody.
You know, I think it was one of those love hate kind of relationships that we had.
We love him to bits.
Oh, of course we do. Of course we do. You know, I think he was just one of those what I'd call misunderstood teachers that every kid at the time kind of wasn't sure where to take him. And probably my favourite teacher was Mrs. Beach, who did food
times up.
Oh. You did very well there. Round of applause.
Alright, well, now here's someone I haven't seen for years and years, since a nutty party many years ago in Bevington, and she's still alive to tell the tale. Yes, it's Joanne O'Neill, everybody. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, Ron.
You alright?
Yes.
This is good, isn't it? Now, you're a bit dubious about this 2-minute challenge, but don't worry about it. It's quite painless, I can assure you. And don't worry if, as I say, just keep on talking, don't panic. Just tell us about school and any memories you've got, and if you liked it, you didn't like it, anything like that. Just chat away. It doesn't have to be flowing. Just chat away, and it's all, because everyone likes to hear what everyone's talking about. So give it a go and see how you go. It should be all right.
Yeah.
Well, your time starts.
No. Exactly. I'm not too sure what year it started. I think it was about 1983, 84, something like that. The first person that I met there was my best friend, who's still 30 years on. We're still going strong as best friends. Shaz is a fan. That was my first teacher that I met in the school was Miss King. I went right the way through infant school. I think the next teacher after that was Miss Ward. And then after that I had Mrs. Allen. I was kind of a naughty child, and I was always getting sent out the class for obstructing the class.
A bit like me.
In junior school, myself, I met Mrs. Armstrong. Loved her a bit. Mr. Waite, I remember him being my teacher in junior school. Got through the juniors, went to seniors. Unfortunately turned into a little bit of a rebel, I'm sure all staff will say.
Tell us some stories then.
Oh god, well,
what did you do?
It's not 9 o'clock.
Refusing to do an assembly. Smoking. All sorts of trouble I got myself into. Not that I'm proud of it, but it appears my favourite lesson was maths and English literature. Favourite teachers, suppose it would have to be Mr. Mannings and maybe Julie Elson. Worst subjects was geography. And yeah, I like to go into school more though to socialise. I didn't go to learn, I went to mess about. But, you know, yeah, it was a good experience. Bestest memory is, I think, are the discos and also at Christmas time with the Christmas meals. So, yeah.
Father Christmas, of course. There we go.
Right, I'm going to hand over to John Johnson. I knew him from school. We had a great week in Skegness as a kid, didn't we?
We did indeed, mate, we did indeed.
Yeah, with his family. Bumped in for a week. It was quite nice. It was great. And lost contact like most of the people did when we left school, and it's really good to catch up with him again. So he's going to do a 2-minute challenge. I'm going to hand over and 3, 2...
Hi, I'm John. When Mike introduced himself back to in the St. Vincent's old people station, I didn't know his name because he was always Bongo to me. And you know, he's got things together, and he's like, "We're having a good day today. Enjoy catching up with some old people." Anything else really? I don't know what to say about myself. I'm just plodding along as usual. Work as a counsellor. What else do I do? That's about it, really. That's not much in my life. It's not 2 minutes, yeah. So, also, I help people out, especially who are severe disabled from Southport. And she keeps on licking the windows, but I bring her back anyway to her friends. As you can see, I've got a very, very sick and warped sense of humour. But, you know, other than that, I think, you know, we have a good laugh. And like I said, known Mike for a long time. We've always had a good laugh. So he's always up for a good laugh. So, and I know quite a few people here. It's nice to catch up with them, and yeah, I look forward to going to the next one. Is that me 2 minutes, yeah?
No, you've got 57 seconds
left. Jesus Christ.
Some memories of school.
Memories of school was being... I got suspended for smoking. I got suspended for beating people up. I didn't get pregnant, no. I was always a bit of a scally because I came... I was a bit of a scally because I came from a normal school into St. Vinny's, and I always thought it was a bunch of weirdos when I first came in. But I adapted to become a weirdo myself. And but yeah, it was good. It was a good. I needed to go there because I was too. In normal school, I was a bit too violent and stuff like that. Really, to be honest with you. But it taught me well. It taught me well. It brought me up quite well. Some of the staff was, you know, I found that I had problems with, but most of them were all right. Sister Josephine, I spent most of the time in her office, so we got to know each other very well. Other than that, really, that's about it, really. Just school memories were good. I enjoyed school. 2 minutes?
It's a long time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
No.
Get you over the phone, then.
Yeah.
That's Kelly chickening out. So
I'm going to have to translate that now, aren't you?
I know, we're going to try and get a Scouse translator on it. Well, what I'm going to do is come back to my chair. Right, well, that's it from SVOPI Live in Liverpool. Thanks again for Rob and Paul. And thanks to everyone who turned up and making it a great day. So see you next time, guys.
Well, thanks to Rob and Paul for organising this meetup in Liverpool. I think it's going to become a regular thing, isn't it, really? Manchester and Liverpool particularly. And we're hoping to have one in the North East early next year. So keep your ears pinned to the podcast.
Yeah, it was really good. And like I said, I think every few months we'll have a Manchester or a Liverpool one. So, and we'll find a better venue because the venue was good, but it wasn't brilliant. So, yeah, we live and learn.
Yeah, if you've any ideas, get in touch with us. If you've any venues in mind that might be better, then just let us know, podcast@svopa.co.uk.
And now, here are some events. Why not come and join us at one, or two, or all of them?
First, we're going to talk about Landlord Note, which is fast approaching. Next Friday, the 1st of November to the 4th of November. But if you But if you want to join us, there's still time to book. There's still availability. We've got about 25 coming so far and a real mix of ages, which is brilliant. And some people who've not been to any events before. So it'd be good to see some new faces and hear some new voices.
It would.
So if you do want to book, it's £35 per person per night. And that's on a dinner, bed and breakfast basis. Under 16s, half price, under 2s go free. And you need to contact the Belmont Hotel, which is a Royal Blind Society hotel. So they do cater for visually impaired people and their needs. You need to contact them direct on 01492 877 770 and quote SVOPA.
Yeah, it's only a couple of days to go, but the you know, give them a ring if you're free and you want to join us. Even if it's just for one night, you know, why not come along? Because we've got, like I said, 26 people or so at the moment. Some are staying all weekend, and there's a few are staying for two or even just one night. So we hope to see you. Yeah. Just to mention as well, for those who are going, quite a few of us going from Manchester, and I know a few are planning on getting the 10 to 10 train. So if you are travelling locally, give us a shout, podcast@svopa.co.uk, or drop me an email and we can all meet up and go. And people coming from Liverpool, I know a couple are planning on getting the 5 to 10, I think it is. No, 5 to 11 at Chester. That is actually the same train the Manchester lot guys are getting. So if you want to join us, we can meet you there as well.
And there's a happy hour at 4 p.m. at the Belmont Hotel. So be there.
Yes. And just check back. There's an interview on one of the older podcasts as well. So I know we're waffling on about it. But, you know, if you want to come, join us.
So the next event is in Peterborough, and I'm going to hand over to Michael to give you the details of that one.
Yeah, the Bull Hotel is where we're having the next one. It's running from the 7th to the 10th of March. Again, that's my birthday. Don't forget cards and prezzies. That isn't compulsory, though. And we have a great price of £40 per person per night for doubles and twins, and just £50 for the single rooms. And again, that's a great old hotel. And the hotel have been really good with us when it comes to, you know, the dogs and everything like that. So we'd like to get a good group there. The R&IB are going to offer to do a tour and products demonstration on the Friday as well. So if you just give the hotel a call on 01733 561 364 and quote SVOPA.
Okay, so lastly, we have the date for the main school reunion, and that is on the 17th of May next year. We are hoping to do a full weekend, but that's still in the kind of planning stages and negotiations with school. But as we know anything else, we will let you know.
Now for our new section, Around the School in 10 Lessons.
Well, this month we're not actually going to have a Around the School in 10 Lessons. We're just going to have a bit of homework because we've had a couple of emails. I've had a great email from Mike Rogers, which we've asked Marjorie to come back and to read for us. And then we'll have a quick discussion about a couple of things, like Marjorie's memories of the dining room, and our memories as well. So we'll hand over to Marjorie.
Right, hello everybody. This is from Mike Rogers, as Mike said. It now reads, I have just been listening to the latest podcast, particularly the comments about the dining room. I don't think you two know you were born. Getting a choice of meals, I was at St. Vincent's between 64 and 69. As far as I remember, we all ate together in the dining room, apart from the infants. And I don't remember any sort of choice at all. I can't remember if our meals were brought to us or whether we queued up for them. I remember that two of the nuns would stand behind a big table and would dish out food from the large trays. And I think the dining room staff would bring the meals, but I'm not 100% sure. I think we may have queued for seconds, although sometimes seconds came to us from reading Tom Glass's book and his recollections of Sister Anne going round the tables, dishing out cabbage and other vegetables, brought back memories, not to mention cabbage, that I really would rather not have seen again. I think we all sat at tables of 7 or 8. Sometimes places were left empty and a teacher sat there at lunchtime during the week. I think we were allocated to tables at the beginning of the year and we were expected to stay in that place until relocated. We were mixed boys and girls of similar ages. The seniors ate together at the chapel end, and that's the far end of the dining room. It's strange, but the reason I remember that we had a teacher sitting at our table was because of one incident where Mrs. Blackburn was sitting with us one week. Someone opposite me asked, I can't remember who it was though, mentioned that they hadn't seen the canoe in the swimming pool. And somebody said to me, it was broken and it won't be replaced. I do remember there were dining room staff who collected the plates afterwards. One woman who had been of the house matrons, I know we didn't call them house matrons, that was at Exhall Grange when I was there, but I can't remember what we did call them at St. Vincent's once I'd left, but later came back as a member of the dining room staff. Many of those house matrons were very young. I think some were only 16. There was one, I think, who became a nun later. I remember the staff room alongside the dining room being built. Before that, you could see out through the windows, but then construction started, I think, just before the summer holidays. And when we got back, half the windows were obscured by the new building. The windows themselves hadn't changed. They still had glass in them, down to the original bottom, but you couldn't see out. You mentioned the two sinks in the kitchen. I think this is where the washing up was done. At one time, I used to help one of the staff who came in the evenings to do the washing up after the evening meal. I think she was called Mrs. Grouse. I'm not sure why I got into doing that. I think sometimes she brought me some sweets, but I think it was sufficient, really, just doing it. Probably got me out of saying the rosary. Because a non-Catholic, I think I may have got away with it anyway. The normal practice for junior boys after the evening meal was go back to the junior playroom, the wooden shed at the far end of the school, kneel down on the lino floor and say a mass of the rosary. Sister Kevin, in charge of the kitchen, Sister Anne got me to control her at one time. It was the end of term and my mother got to be collecting me late, so I was eating alone in the back kitchen. Sister Kevin came in and said, so you're the one who's always complaining about the food. I suppose you normally eat baked beans on toast. In actual fact, I had never eaten baked beans before, but I nodded in agreement. So she presented me with baked beans on toast. I've eaten them ever since. I don't remember having to take anything to the laundry. Sister Mary was in charge, but I didn't get to visit the laundry as my father was in the laundry business somehow or other. And Sister Mary met up and she enjoyed talking to him about the different machines and they both had. You've just been talking to Kevin Carey. I remember Harold Wilson presenting him with a prize for an essay he had written. I was thinking that it was Vincent Sherlock, but I have just looked at the yearbook and I see that it was Kevin came round and spoke to everybody at the school. We weren't to tell him our names, but where we came from. I threatened to tell him that my parents always voted Conservative, but it was made plain to me that I would be in big trouble if I did so. I behaved myself for once. The end.
Thanks, Marjorie. We give you quite a task there, but you rose to the occasion and did really well. Thank you. Well, that was a couple of things I picked up from that as well. Was the when we was at the school, Joe, if you remember, the seniors were at the top end of the dining room, the kitchen end, and the juniors were at the bottom end. Saying that, you hadn't started then, I don't think.
I don't remember the juniors being in the dining room at all.
Right.
They must have been, I suppose, were they? I don't know.
They were.
I don't remember it.
Yeah, when we were in the juniors, we were in the dining room at the bottom end. I was, if you went in the first door, you know, nearest the Queen's Wing, I had the table just sort of behind the door. You sort of went back in yourself. I was there, and all the juniors were at that end. How was it when you were there, Marjorie?
As you said, the seniors were at the chapel end. Mm. And the juniors were at the other end.
It was still like that when you were there then?
Yeah.
All right.
And when I was there, it was girls on a table and boys on their own tables.
Right, we were mixed when I was there, even
yeah,
in
me
the
too.
Groups.
Yeah.
But it was, mixed in seniors.
All right, see, I only started in the seniors. I went straight into the seniors in 1983, and there were six on the table in the dining room.
Yeah.
And there were mixed ages as well.
There's quite interesting things. There's quite a lot in there we'll have to remember as well, because we never remember the youth club, which as we knew it, and then it became the soft play, you know, the hut at the end. We never remembered that as being a boys' room or anything. It was almost the youth club when we were there, and then youth club moved.
That's where the youth club was when we were there, and they had a snooker table.
Yeah, so it must have become the youth club around when you were there then.
It was the youth club in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah, and it was about mid-80s, I think, it moved upstairs.
Yeah, it was.
So do you have any more memories about that area, the kitchens or anything we could just sort of finish our homework with?
The kitchens where you just come straight out of the dining room, there were the two big sinks there where they had fridges and worktops, the metal worktops. Mm-hmm. That was just done for casual washing up and things, but the main washing up was done in the big kitchen where obviously where all the cooking was done. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the evening meals, some of us had to clean up the dining room, wash the tables down, take the cutleries into the big kitchen, put them in great big metal baskets and wash them in the two sinks that were there.
You had your evening meals in the dining room as well, did you?
Yeah, we had breakfast and evening meal in the dining room and lunch.
Right.
We had all of the meals.
Because when I was there, we had breakfast and evening meals in our groups, didn't we? Do you remember? Did you, Michael? Or did the boys not?
In juniors, we always had them in our groups. And in the seniors, we used to have, I was trying to think this, always the evening meal was in the groups. No, sorry, it was in the dining room. And then when there were less of us, we tended to then have it in the groups and join, like in the lodge, we came over and had it with like Dave Wilmot's group and Peter Conley's group. But in most of the seniors, it was all in one room. But I think it was mainly the lads.
It was because the girls, we had ours in Keller, breakfast and evening meal was in Keller, and we kind of helped with the washing, drying up, setting tables. They were jobs that were allocated out each day. Mm-hmm. And in Myers Court as well, because the fifth year girls were in Myers Court in my day. Mm. And you had your evening meals and your breakfast there as well. So we only went in the dining room at lunch.
It wasn't until the late seniors that we started to have breakfast in the lounge.
Right.
And then we had breakfast in the lounge at weekends and meals at weekends, but the rest of the time it was in the dining room.
Right, so
it's definitely changed a bit. Well, what we're going to be moving on to on our next lesson, just so people can be thinking about it, is Queen's Wing and Keller as well. So obviously your memories of Keller, we remember it as the senior girls, wasn't it, Jo?
Keller was the senior girls group, and Queen's Wing was the junior wing when we were there.
But obviously that may have changed over the years. So, you know, send in podcast@svlpa.co.uk and we'll include that on the next podcast. So, I think I've just heard the 7:30 bell, so prep's just finished.
Yay!
So it's off to youth club or whatever nighttime activities you've got planned. Right, well, it's only just over, what, 2 months? In fact, it's under 2 months now to Christmas, isn't it?
It is.
Well, to be honest, it's 2 months today, but by the time this comes out, it'll be less than 2 months. And we're thinking of our Christmas podcast. It may be a single one, we may do two. But we thought we'd do something like a merry moment memory.
Well, nobody will be able to say that, but you know. Okay, so what we want you to do is contact us. You can either do it in audio or you can email us and write down your merry moment memory. I'm glad I haven't had a drink. And we will put them all together and hopefully make a really good Christmas podcast.
We hope so. So get involved. And if you want us to ring you and do it over Skype, we'll do that as well. And it's something we can start recording straight away. So again, it's your Christmas memories of school in short sections, ideally, you know, a minute, 2 minutes and no longer. So let them come in.
Why not follow us on Twitter?
Right, well, this is a section that you've not heard for a while, but we've got an over to you from Jenny Newman. So I'll hand over to Jenny with her memories for you.
Hi, my name is Jenny Newman. I am 21 years old. I started St Vincent's in September 1996 and left in June 2011. And since then, I am studying level 1 IT in College Cambria, also known as Deeside College. I have quite a few favourite memories of school. My first memory was when me, Rubna and Fatima, two of my other friends, went with Bernie Buckle to Costa Coffee on Thursday, the week before we left, and we were talking. Rubna decided to drop a teapot on the floor and it broke. And Bernie was saying, "Are you having a smashing time?" The next memory was was when mincemeat at Christmas time, and Mrs. Beach, Paula Beach, this one, she put Christmas music on the middle of October because we were making mincemeat, and everyone was like, "What on earth?" Another one was, we were having tea, and I know people have funny memories of a fire alarm going off. Well, after tea, we were just sitting in the dining room talking, and then suddenly the fire alarm went off, and poor Victoria spilt her juice all over the place. Victoria was my friend, by the way. And Paris, she dropped the last bit of cake on the floor, because she was about to have it, she was about to eat it, have a pudding, and she dropped it on the floor. What I didn't like about school was, well, obviously I didn't like the fire alarm, considering I had a couple of funny memories about it. Well, not a funny memory about it. But there was one time when Joe Lampton was testing the system, I think it was, on Friday morning when we were having PE. And the scariest thing was when it kept going off and everything. Another thing I didn't like was, GCSE year. in year 11 when I had so much homework to do, and especially French was a bit of a trial because I had to keep missing Green Bank every Monday, and Dad wasn't very happy. Mum and Dad weren't happy about it, and one day, excuse me, they had to have words were about it. This is actually going on about college now. Not long ago, we went for a trip up Royal Ramai as a group to raise money for two hospices, which is our college charity this year. And I went up there and I had 10 excellents for it. So that's what I did on the 7th of October. So I just thought I'd like to share that with everybody as an aside. Right, I'm going to give you some contact details now. Okay, so my mobile number, if anyone who knows me, remembers me from school, wish to contact me, is 07568 153 627. You can also find me on Facebook with Jenny Newman. That's Jenny, J-E-N-N-Y, then N-E-U-M-A-N-N. That's Jenny, and then it's N for Nora, E for Every, U for Uncle, M for Mike, A for Alpha, N for Nora. My email address, excuse me, is jennynew92@hotmail.co.uk. My Skype is jennyalice92. All lowercase, by the way. I'm also on Audioboo, and my Audioboo is jennynew92. So that's all one word, jennynew92. So I hope you all enjoyed my over to you, and so until next time, bye.
Thanks, Jenny. It's good to hear from you again. And I just love the way you're so keen to be part of what we do as well. And we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday night for the sort of the social at the hotel.
Yeah. So if you want to do an over to you, you can send it to Michael via email, podcast@svopa.co.uk. But if you're on Audioboo, and I know we're always plugging Audioboo, but it is a really easy way to send us some audio if you want to, whether it's memories or something that you're up to now. You just send a direct message to Michael and he can take your boo and we can put it on the podcast for you.
We can, so just or send it to me. It's Ike Allen on Audioboo, or send it to the SVOPA Audioboo account and then we'll get it on the next one.
When we were talking about Christmas memories, you know, your merry moment memory, you could do those via Audioboo as well.
Right, so what we'll do is we'll get things wrapped up, and considering it is what, 10:25, and we'll close it off.
Okay, so we'll give you the all important contact details. So you can find us on Facebook by searching SVOPA, and we have a group and a page. The group is more for general chat, and the page is where you'll find updates on events and upcoming things that you might be interested in.
And follow us on Twitter at SVOPA, which is basically all the stuff what goes on the page on Facebook.
As we've mentioned, you can find us on Audioboo. We have an SVOPA account Michael has his account, Ike Allen, and I'm joe.fishwick. So if you want to get in touch with anything for the podcast, feel free to send us a DM.
Yep, and you can get us, older me, on email at podcast@svopa.co.uk. Don't forget to check out the old podcasts at www.svopa.co.uk. Or you can ring me on 07930 444 656 or 0161 287 1841.
And if you want to use snail mail.
Yeah, it's 3 Consort Avenue, Royton, Oldham, OL25SE.
Okay, so get in touch. You've got plenty to go at. We want help with around the school in 10 lessons. So next time it's going to be Queenswing and Keller. We want your Christmas memories.
We do, for our December issue. And we may contact a few of you for doing another round table on Christmas. We've not decided yet, so watch this space.
Yeah, plenty to get involved with, and please do, because it's just different voices on the podcast and it makes it more interesting for the people who have to listen to it. Yeah.
So that's it now till next month. The next one will be recorded at the Land Unknown. So that may be out in a few weeks, and we look forward to sharing our lives with you again.
Yeah, take care, everybody, and we shall speak to you very soon.
Bye.
Bye.